You're about to enter a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Hi, Chris here. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. I was just going out to the mailbox to get my mail. Oh, there they go again. See, I live across the street from the school, and every day around this time, the bell rings and the kids go back to class. Of course, some of them aren't as anxious to go back, but probably the ones who have a test they haven't studied for. That's what today's adventure is all about. Let's see, what have I got here? Oh, well, of course, I'm not in school anymore, so I don't have to study for... What? Oh, no! I have to get my driver's license renewed, and the test is tomorrow! I thought I had 2 weeks! Oh, we'll be back with today's adventure in Odyssey right after this. Oh, where's that driver's manual? I gotta study! Robin Jacobs is bored. Bored, bored, bored. It's evening at her house and she's prowling around looking for something to do. In fact, she's so bored, she's knocking on Melanie's door. Now that's bored.
Who is it?
What do you mean, who is it?
What do you want, Robin? I'm trying to study.
Study? For what?
I have an English test on Friday.
And that's the end of the week.
That's why I'm studying now, so I have a whole week to get ready.
Oh, well, aren't you Miss Conscientious?
I thought you had a test on Friday, too.
I do in history. But I'm bored and I want to play a game. How about some Chinese checkers?
I can't. I have to study.
Oh, come on. You have all week.
Robin.
Melanie.
I have to study. Why don't you go and ask Mom and Dad?
I did, and they said the same thing you said.
Get lost?
No, go study.
And you said?
That the test is gonna be a breeze. I'll cram for it on Thursday night and sail through.
Sure.
I will.
Well, I think if you were smart, you'd study for it tonight.
Yeah, and if you were smart, you wouldn't need to study all week.
I guess we'll see on Friday, won't we?
I guess we will.
All right, gang. Before we get into today's lesson, I want to talk about the test on Friday. Now, apparently a bunch of you are confused about what it'll cover. Well, I'll tell you again. You'll have to study pages 268 to 284 in your books and go over all the notes about Manifest Destiny and what it caused during the 1840s and 1850s. Now, let's go over a few of the key points. Robin?
Huh?
Why don't you remind us of what Manifest Destiny is?
It was when, the boat called the Manifest Destiny was sunk by, England, and everybody got mad.
Not exactly. Have you been studying for this test at all?
Yeah. As hard as I study for any other test.
That's what I was afraid of. Now look, guys, this is an important test that covers a fair amount of material. So give yourself time to study, all right? Robin?
Yes, sir. Oh, brother. I mean, give me a break, Mel. Who really cares about manifold dentistry? It's not like it has anything to do with me.
Yeah, but you gotta know it for the test.
But why do they have to ask us about all this boring stuff? That's what I wanna know. It's not like anybody is ever gonna come up on the street and ask me, "Excuse me, Robin, but can you tell me in what year the Webster-Ashburn Treaty was signed?"
1842.
What?
The Webster-Ashburton Treaty was signed in 1842.
Oh, quit showing off. What I'm saying is that nobody, but nobody needs to know that. When have we ever used that?
Hey, what's that?
What?
Those kids crowded around that van.
Ice cream man, probably.
It's the fun van.
The fun van?
Yeah, from Fun 104 FN. Come on.
Hold on, Mel.
All right. This is Mad Dan Mike and Fun 104 taking the roadshow Fun Man into the streets of Odyssey. We're giving away bumper stickers, the ever-popular Fun 104 Fun Club buttons, and this afternoon only, ready to hand over a whopping 100 bucks to anyone here who will answer our 3 Fun 104 trivia questions. Are you ready? Who wants to be our contestant? How about Y-O-U?
Robin, that's you.
What?
Come on over here and talk to me. Give her a hand, folks.
Wow, I don't believe it.
So what's your name, good-looking?
Robin. Robin Jacobs of Odyssey.
Okay, Robin Jacobs of Odyssey, I've got $100 for you if you could answer this afternoon's 3 Fun 104 trivia questions. Are you ready?
Sure.
First, tell me the name of the first big hit by the popular group the Alsatians.
It's A Dog's Life.
That's absolutely correct. You're off to a good start, Robin. Here's your second question. The painting called the Mona Lisa was painted by what famous Italian painter?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Right! That was a close call, though. You almost said Michael Rembrandt, didn't you?
Yeah, almost.
Okay, here's your last question to win 100 smackaroos. We're talking money here, folks, from Fun 104. Are you ready?
Ready.
In what year did California enter the Union as a state?
We had this in history class today.
Then the $100 is as good as yours.
It was, in the 1800s.
You have to be more specific, Robin.
1846.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, 1846.
Well, Robin Jacobs of Odyssey, you are absolutely wrong. I'm sorry, California entered the Union in 1850. Oh, too bad. As a consolation, however, we are giving you a beautiful, fun 104 bumper sticker to put on your parents' car when they're not looking, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Give Robin Jacobs a hand. Robin Jacobs, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't believe it, Robin. $100.
I don't want to talk about it.
Aha! A good afternoon to the youngest members of the Jacobs clan.
Hi, Eugene.
Hi.
Do I detect a hint of melancholy in your tone, Robin?
No, I'm just a little depressed.
May I inquire as to the source of your depression?
Just lost $100.
Tell the whole world, Melanie.
You've misplaced $100? Then I would suggest an immediate search of the area and perhaps a call to the police.
She didn't lose the money out of her pocket. She just didn't win it because she didn't know the answer to the trivia question.
You'll have to pardon my momentary lack of comprehension, but what in the world are you talking about?
The Fun 104 Trivia Contest. I didn't know when California became a state.
So she didn't win the $100.
Oh, that's highly unfortunate, particularly since 1850 was also the year
Eugene,
that...
Eugene?
Yes?
Whatever you're about to say probably will not make me feel any better.
Oh, I see.
I'm such a dimwit. We talked about that in history class. I should have known the answer. And I have this test on Friday that I don't want to study for, but now I figure I better because if I had studied for it before now, I wouldn't have been embarrassed in front of the class, and I would have won the $100.
Melanie, I believe there were a few metaphorical loose threads in that soliloquy. Would you be so kind as to explain what she just said?
Well, I think she said that she feels dumb for not studying.
Ah, studying. There are a few things I appreciate more than an evening burning the midnight oil, poring over text after text in search of things I haven't learned or mastered. Alas, such evenings are very rare now.
Because you're almost finished with college?
No, because I know almost everything there is to know.
Oh, please.
But how do you do it, besides burning oil?
Well, I suppose the most effective form of study requires a disciplinary approach whereby the individual creates an environment free of distraction so that full concentration on the material to be learned can be obtained.
Huh?
I think he's saying to turn off the TV and radio and study.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker.
You're welcome, Eugene.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hi.
Hello, girls. So the topic of the day is studying, huh?
Yeah. I have a test on Friday, and I'm trying to figure out the easiest way to study for it.
Easy? Well, I don't think studying is ever easy, Robin.
I'm getting that idea.
However, there are some ways that are better than others. Building blocks, for example.
Building blocks?
Yes. You study a little at a time every night and slowly build on what you learn from one night to the next. That way you can see how it all connects together and you'll probably remember it longer.
But my test is on Friday.
So what are you doing here? It seems to me you should be home getting ready for the test.
That's what I said.
Well, it takes discipline, that's all.
That's all?
The discipline of learning will help you in a lot more areas of life than just school, you know.
But studying is so... boring.
Boring? I'll have you know, Robin, that the acquisition of knowledge may be a lot of things, but it's never been known...
Eugene, maybe you should clear off some of the tables.
Huh? Oh, yes, of course, Mr. Whitaker.
Good.
The cornerstone of civilization, and she says it's boring. Unbelievable.
Look, Robin, studying can be boring, especially when you're trying to study things you don't care about. So the trick is to make studying itself interesting.
How?
Well, there are two things my father and stepmother did to help me to study when I was growing up. Well, my stepmother and I used to turn my lessons into songs.
Songs?
Uh-huh.
You mean like you taught me to do with the Bible verses?
Sure. Make the facts rhyme and sing them. like the alphabet song. Kids all over the world learn by music.
Uh-huh. And what's the other thing your parents did?
Well, my father was a professor, and he used to say that the best way to learn was to teach. You study the material, then by retelling in your own words what you've learned, you're showing that you understand it.
But I'm not a teacher. Who am I supposed to teach?
Why are you guys looking at me?
All right, the first thing I should do is take roll.
I'm the only one here, Robin. Just teach me what you learned.
Look, Mr. Whitaker said to do this like a teacher, and that's what I'm going to do. The first thing my teachers do is take roll.
Here!
Wait until I say your name.
Sorry.
Melanie Jacobs?
Here.
Okay.
Are you sure you didn't?
You didn't raise your hand.
Robin.
Raise your hand before you speak.
All right.
Yes, Melanie?
Are you sure you had enough time to study? You weren't in your room very long.
I read my history book just like Mr. Whitaker said. Are you going to be quiet and let me do this or what?
Go ahead.
Okay, class. Today we're going to talk about the period of American history when Americans took over the whole country. It was in the 1830s. No. 1840s. And they called it the Manifest Destiny because that's what they called things in those days. They signed a lot of treaties back then and got in a war with Mexico for California and Texas because they wanted to create a new Mexico, and that's what they did. Mexico wasn't very happy about that, so they attacked the Alamo, and America paid them millions of dollars to do it. This doesn't sound right, does it?
Nope.
I didn't think so either.
You didn't really read it, did you?
Well, I kind of skimmed it over.
That's what I figured. What was the other thing Mr. Whitaker said to try?
The expansionists were really happy folk, because in 1844 they elected James Polk. In the White House he took up resident. He was allowed because he was president. What do you think?
I think you should talk to Mom and Dad.
Are you nuts? I can't. I told them the test would be a breeze. How can I go back now and ask them to help me?
Then what are you gonna do?
I don't know, but I better come up with something.
Please pass the potatoes, Dale.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Thanks.
So, what kind of day did everyone have today?
Well, I had the Thursday morning ladies' Bible study as usual. Mm. Oh, Margaret Jennings is in the hospital with gallstones again.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Robin? Robin!
The fugitive slave law!
What?
nothing.
How was school today?
Okay, why do you want to know?
Just wondering. Did you learn anything interesting?
No, yes.
Sweetheart, are you all right?
Me fine. Just fine. Maybe, may I be excused?
You haven't touched your food.
I'm not hungry. I'll be up in my room.
What's wrong, Robin?
Nothing is wrong. I just need to take a quick peek at my homework.
What was that all about?
I don't know. Melanie?
Huh?
Do you know what's wrong with Robin?
Wrong?
Oh, come on. You didn't notice anything wrong with her?
She's obnoxious and rude. No, same as always.
All right, out with it.
What?
You know something's wrong with Robin, so just tell us.
Well, it might have something to do with her history test tomorrow, but you didn't hear that from me.
Her history test? But she told us on Monday there'd be a breeze. Mm.
Well, maybe she said that because she didn't feel like studying and put it off for a while. But you didn't hear that from me either.
I see. Is there anything else we didn't hear from you?
Where's my pencil? Why can't I ever find my pencil when I need it?
Yeah, she's in major league stress about it.
No kidding.
Come in.
Robin?
Hi, Mom. Dad. I'm sorry about dinner. I didn't mean to snap.
That's all right.
We know about your test tomorrow, that it may not be the breeze you said it was.
Melanie the Mel.
No, she was right to tell us. It was obvious something was wrong with you, and we were only trying...
Of course, I don't understand why you waited until tonight to study.
Dale.
Well, just wondering.
Anyway, Robin, we want to help you get ready for the test.
You're going to help me cram?
Cramming is never the right way to study. I want to go on record by saying that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to try and help you learn what you need to know for tomorrow's test.
In a very short time.
Cramming.
Just don't get anxious. Read your textbook over the notes, and we'll talk it through with you.
Since you didn't take advantage of the week you had up until now.
Dale. I
just wanted to mention it.
Okay, Robin.
If you say so.
Oh, have a little confidence, sweetheart. You're a smart girl. You can get it.
Right.
So, where do we start?
Do you know anything about manifest destiny?
Okay. What year did President Polk declare war on Mexico?
Are we gonna do this the whole way to school?
Yep, Mom and Dad said to.
But I'm tired.
What year?
1846.
Right. And what did the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo establish?
The Rio Grande boundary in Upper California, Utah, and New Mexico territories.
For how much?
$13 million.
That's right. Not bad, Robin.
I know it. I really know it.
Took you long enough.
Yeah, but this is great. I really know it, Mel.
Okay, so you know it.
And you know what else? I think I'm gonna ace this test.
We'll have more of today's adventure in Odyssey right after this. And now, back to the adventure.
Robin. Robin, I was looking all over the place for you. What are you doing?
Just sitting here, watching the cars.
No joke. But why? I figured you'd be at Wits End celebrating, not sitting on a curb watching cars. What happened?
What happened with what?
Give me a break, your history test. Remember today, school, you took the history test, right?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you? Why are you acting like this?
I don't want to talk about it, Mel.
What happened? Did you miss a few answers?
A few? I missed the whole thing.
What?
I looked at the test and forgot everything I worked so hard to remember.
You're kidding.
I went blank, Mel. I went blank.
Oh, Robin. It happens sometimes when you cram for tests.
Don't start, Dale.
All I meant was sometimes your brain overloads on everything you tried to stuff into it the night before. I'm sure you didn't do as badly as you think. Pass the gravy, would you please, Mel?
Sure, Dad.
Thanks.
No matter how you did, I think it was a good lesson for you to learn. You'll give yourself more time to study in the future. Right, Robin? Mm. Oh, come on, don't be like this, sweetie. It happens sometimes. Robin?
I'd like to be excused, please.
Again? Doesn't this family have dinner together anymore?
Dale. Yes, Robin, you may be excused. But I wish you wouldn't take it so hard.
Yes, ma'am.
Poor girl.
I don't get it. She's blown tests before. Why is this one so important?
Well, maybe because she studied so hard and thought she'd do well. Mm. It is terribly frustrating to know the material, then go blank when faced with the test itself.
Hmm. Can you give us any insights on this, Melanie?
Me?
Uh-huh. You don't happen to know something that we don't, do you?
I don't know what her...
Don't talk with your mouth full.
What was it?
I said I don't know what I've done.
Don't talk with your mouth full, sweetheart.
What did you say?
I said I don't know what her problem is.
You're excused, Melanie.
It was disgusting.
Mom, Dad?
Hmm?
Yeah, Mel.
I just thought you should know that Robin's in the family room watching TV.
Yes?
Well, she's crying.
Oh, boy.
Oh, poor baby. Thanks, Mel. I'll go in and talk to her. Robin, I think we need to have a talk.
Why? Was the TV on too loud?
No, but I've never seen you cry over a National Geographic special. Are you going to tell me what's wrong?
Just the test.
You're really this upset because you went blank on the test?
I...
I went in to take the test, and my mind went blank.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't think of any of the answers to the questions, and I panicked, Mom.
Well, that's understandable.
But I didn't stop there.
What do you mean?
I cheated, Mom. I panicked and I saw Jeremy Price's test on the desk next to mine, and he knew all the answers, so I copied them.
Oh, Robin.
I knew it was the wrong thing to do, but I didn't want to fail the test after making such a mess over it.
Oh.
What am I going to do, Mom?
Well, we'll figure something out, sweetie. Now, just don't worry. Come on. It's okay.
Thank you for waiting, Mrs. Jacobs, Robin. I just went in to talk to Principal Myers about this situation.
We didn't come to talk to you in order to get any favors. Robin wanted you to know, and that's all. She's prepared for whatever you do in these cases.
I appreciate that. And I want to commend you, Robin, for being so honest about what you did. No doubt it was difficult coming in here like this. That's why I thought I should talk to the principal. Now, his view is that while cheating should never be condoned, honesty of this kind should and can be rewarded. For that reason, he suggested that we let Robin retake the test, providing she can take it right now.
Really?
Well, that's very generous of you. Robin, can you take the test?
I'll do my best.
That's all we ever wanted, Robin.
Well, the entire Jacobs family here at one time. What's the occasion?
Well, we're celebrating.
Celebrating?
Yes, Robin got her grade back on her history test.
And that's cause for celebration?
Yeah, huh?
Oh, it must have been quite a grade. An A plus, maybe?
No, actually, I got a C.
A C?
That's right.
Well, I suppose a C is worth celebrating.
It is when you go through all the things Robin went through.
And what did Robin go through?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
All I know is that from now on, I'm studying for tests way in advance.
My suggestions didn't help then.
The teaching idea didn't.
Well, the singing?
It helped me on one question.
Oh, which question?
What year did Franklin Pierce become president and what party did he belong to?
And your answer?
A lot of people wondered what the Democrats would do until Pierce became president in 1852.
Very good.
Very good.
Not bad, huh? Are you kidding? It's a good thing you didn't have any essay questions.
Well, all right.
Very fun.
What'll it be for everyone?
Wow.
How about Hot Fudge Sunday?
Hot Fudge Sunday.
I'm glad Robin did the right thing and told her mom and teacher that she cheated. God hates it when we sin, but he loves a repentant heart. That is one that's truly sorry. And I think Robin has learned another valuable lesson as well. When you have a test coming up, don't wait until the last minute to study for it. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.